ICQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. The interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Are there any formal announcements, traffic, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. In the roll call, this is a directed net. Are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-in, so use the pre-net feature on the website. Then we'll check in with Echo Link, and then we'll go to the RF section. Off with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, Richard in Fendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeyett Pass, South Carolina, KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. Welcome KG4QLQ, Linda, along with Don, KG4PFI. They're in Piedmont, South Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. Welcome N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. Then KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KQ4WHN, Mark in Greer. That's it for our pre-net check-in, so let's check in with Echo Link. Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control. KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll check in with Echo Link again here a little bit later. All right, we'll go to the RF section. Tonight is Monday. And each day we do the, we call net in alphabetical order. If the suffix of your call sign, which is the first letter after the number, begins with the letters E through H, Echo through Hotel, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in AR4FFB at Kilo Romeo 4. Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick. I'm in Simpsonville. Good evening, Doug. Good to talk to you and I'll stay on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Rick, KR4FNC, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Rick. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV.
Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX, Jamie in Gaffney.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray. That's Jamie in Gaffney, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Jamie. All right, moving down the alphabet, we'll go through India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative sans MB3s for each one of you.
JKV. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. That's James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. And James, I didn't realize you were the president over there at the Brar's Club. I was listening in last night when Sid runs that net. I can hear that. But I need to work on that. But thanks for checking in tonight. Sid, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And he runs a couple nets. The one I was referring to was Sunday night. It's that Bear Walla Mountain repeater for Brar's. That frequency is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. And if you want to try 6 meters every Friday night at 9 p.m., there's a net. It's just anybody who wants to try to talk on 6 meters Friday at 9. That's 53.130 with a tone of 100. So thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. So we have that group for now. So let's go to Mike through Papa, M through P.
Control. Duncan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both B negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
So 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Lorena, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, and she brings along her husband Rick, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec in Wareshoals. Thanks for checking everybody in tonight, Lorena. Hope you're doing good. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4JKV. Can please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For JKP, please check in Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar, QTH is Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Duncan, and all on the net.
For JKV. For JKV, please check Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2-6J. Jim, mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Go for in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom in Greer, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. That's Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KV4RV. That's Ross and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ross. You did have a little bit of buzz on your signal there. Just want to let you know I could hear you perfectly. Then we'd like to welcome KA2TXJ. That's Jim, mobile down there in Greenville. Yeah, Greenville area, so be careful out there on the road. All right, any other stations? Come back through Tango, call KO4JKV. Check in with our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Duncan, this is KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on the net. No traffic and no table.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood. Good to hear you tonight, Stephen. All right, let's move on to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, Net Control. Good evening, Duncan. If you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4JKV. Duncan, hello to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. My name is Jose. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Net Control. Please check in out of group because I was late in rehearsal. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, name is Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back to Moore.
4JKV. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4DVD. This is Angela here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Control, this is Kilo November 4, Umbrella Papa, India. Please check me in. My name is Jerry from Simpsonville.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony, in Townville, there lakeside. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland. Good to hear you tonight, Shane. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4YQI. That's Jose and Taylors. Good to hear you tonight, Jose. Then we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty. Mobile down there from Duncan heading to Moore. So thanks for checking in tonight. Welcome K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along Angela. KQ4TBD there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KN4UPI. That's Jerry in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jerry. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, call KO4JKV. Go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
Please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie, Zulu, India, Walter, and Anderson. I'm negative, negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
And there, you're cutting out pretty bad. We'll come back and see if we can get you in. I don't know if you're mobile or something, but you had to barely break in the squelch on the repeater there. Let's go ahead and recognize Kilo Romeo 4, LZI. That is Walter and Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, we are still in the Alpha through Delta group. I think people are probably just getting in from the meeting, so we'll kind of slow down here a little bit. But we're looking for Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That's Terry and Moore. Good to hear you tonight, Terry. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Then Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, Landon Portable, Greenville, in and out.
JKV, N2SWJ, November 2 Sierra Whiskey Juliet. That's Scott, and I'm just leaving the Briars Club meeting, heading home to Greer.
4JKV. Please check in
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC 4 EZN, Harry in Kevin, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Good to hear you again.
Echo 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome KG 4 WNP. That's Landon in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome N2SWJ at Scott. Be careful heading back from that meeting, heading to Greer. Glad to get you in the log. We'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. It's good to hear you again tonight, Harry. Sometimes Harry runs the net up here in a repeater more close to me, which is Westcar's repeater on Spivey Mountain. They have their nets every Monday at 8, and that's 146910 with a ton of 91.5. So it's good to hear you run the net. I always enjoy it when you do. All the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Head in Brevard, no traffic on monitoring.
AB. Call on the net, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike, and my location is at home in Simsville tonight, Duncan. No traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
4 JKB. Duncan in the net. Thanks for calling the net there, Duncan. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
Now, America, Japan 4, Echo November. Mobile, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We would like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight, Ed. Then we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's Mike in Simpsonville, one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary. He's another one of our net controllers. And he's in Easley. He also brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Good to hear you all tonight. Then we'd like to welcome AJ4EN. That's Bobby Mobile down there in Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net, but thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. I don't think we had anybody for Rag Chews. Do we have anybody sign up for Rag Chews? Just call net control.
Call, this is Kilo November 4, Umbrella Papa India, KN4 UPI. Duncan, I'm a new mover to the area. I'm running a ICOM 7300 with a wire antenna through an ACOM AH4, but I am in a homeowners association, and I need it installed, and I'm too old to install it. Any suggestions?
For UPI, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, let's see here. I'm sure we could think of something. Let's see. I didn't get your name.
And that control, Duncan, this is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Kilo November 4, Umbrella Papa India.
Yeah, got the 7300. You're just wanting to get the business end up in the air somehow. I guess the wire, well, it just depends on what type of set you're at. And do you have any trees, any way to kind of hide the wire? In my place, I'm not in a homeowners association, but I just have an in-fed half-wave of 40 through 10, which I've used for 5 years, and I like it a lot. And it's, you just can't even see it. It's real thin and black. Let me let this drop for a second. After a couple of years, the sun will fade it out, and then it gets more noticeable. But then I just, you know, replace the wire part of it. I keep the transformer, and so it's nice and, you know, kind of a matte finish black, and it blends into everything. I have it in an inverted V, just thrown over a tree branch. But what kind of situation are you in over there, Jerry?
Wish I had a tree to go ahead to put it in, but I really don't. I've got a 6-foot fig tree, but that's not going to do anything. I'd like to see if I can go ahead and run the wire up top of the roof.
Definitely do that. Give that a shot. Let's see. I don't know if you're one story or two story, but I don't really guess it matters. If you just throw it over the roof and plug it in and, you know, secure it and see how it works. You know, it's probably not going to be perfect because, you know, it's probably going to be laying over a gutter or something like that. But that'd be the best thing if you're dealing with a wire. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a perfect V or anything. You'll be surprised what you can get with just, you know, just throwing it over haphazardly. But what kind of wire is it?
About a 70-foot section of, I think it's 7-gauge.
And 70-foot, that's about what I have. I think mine's like 64 or 67. And that's very doable. But if you got a 7-gauge, that's going to be a fat piece of wire. And that would be noticeable. I think I use like an 18-gauge. And that seems to do just fine. And I've run, you know, up to 100 watts. I don't know if you're, are you running any sort of amplifier with that 7300?
It's a negative. I'm just running it through the 7300. But I think what I think I'm going to do is I've got a ceramic a holder. I think I'm just going to go ahead and shoot that over the roof, try it out, and see what kind of reception I get. You know, the thing is, it gets windy, and I could go ahead and I can find the wire sitting in the yard. Who knows? The next day, I was just wondering if there are any companies that could install it.
Because
I'm just too freaking old to get up on the roof.
I'm sure there's a company you could hire to do that, like a tower crew, but that'd be probably pretty expensive. I'd say probably the ham community right here would probably help you out somehow. Let's see, maybe someone might chime in here, but are you on the, do you visit the website for this club repeater or the Facebook page?
I just joined the club about a week or so ago.
Are you able to make the meeting tonight?
Tori, wasn't able to go ahead and do that. Maybe that's my best bet, is to set up to go ahead and join the next meeting, maybe on the Zoom call.
Something like that. I'm sure we'll get you. You might be up on the air before the weekend. Who knows? But before I finish up with you, we'll just throw it to the audience out there and see if anybody has any recommendations for Jerry here. If so, call Net Control.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
Yep.
For the first part, I'm always interested in the problems with HOAs. If you'll check my QRZ page, November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, I'm using a Delta Loop, which doesn't take up all that much room. It's basically like an inverted V, and it's, I think, 14-gauge and about 144 feet long total, divided by 3. And you might be, depending on your room, you might be able to attach the top, which is one of the horizontal elements, to the building and then come down, depending on your yard. It's almost invisible. Sometimes I can't see it, even I know where it is. Over.
That's interesting. If you have information on your page, Jerry, his call sign is N4. November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. And if you look it up on his QRZ page, you might find some information there. You might be able to shoot him an email or anything. But I think you're going to, just by throwing it over the roof, and secure it. I think you're going to have some luck. And just curious, what are you, is there a particular band you like to work, or you're just getting into it?
And I'm getting into it, and thanks for the response on that, Ed. I copy that. I'll go to QRZ and take a peek. Yeah, but I'm kind of new. I don't have a particular frequency I like. I guess maybe a 40 would probably be a good place to hang out. But I need to get the antenna up so I can transmit in here.
That sounds good. I think, like I said, just throw it up there and see what happens. And always disconnect your antenna and get it a good ways away from the radio when you're not there, because these storms, they can cause a lot of damage. But check in. I run the net on Monday night, so at least check in with me next Monday and give me a progress update and see if we can't get that thing installed. Sound good?
Yeah, copy that, Duncan. Listen, I just want to thank everybody for their help. Thank you, Ed. And we'll see if we can go ahead and get on the air with the 7300 unit.
And to SWJ, hey, Jerry. Sign is in to SWJ. What part of Greenville do you live in?
I'm in Simpsonville there, my friend.
Matt?
I'm in Simpsonville.
Into SWJ, look me up on QRZ and drop me an email. I might be able to come help you, like, maybe next weekend or something like that.
Great. Can I get a first name?
Name is Scott. And, again, his call sign is November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet, N2SWJ. Did you copy that?
Copy that. Got it written down on my log.
And thanks a lot, Scott. Hope we can make the dream happen. All right, that sounds good. Let's see. We're still taking check-ins all the way through the
hospital. I'm on KO4, around 385. So, but drop me a line on QRZ.
Will do. Kilo November 4, Umbrella Papa India out.
And WD4, DYH, Whiskey, Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel, Johnny, Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening.
Free check, Duncan. Let me throw another antenna alternative out here. Jerry's got his pencil and paper. There's a website. I looked it up and built this antenna. And I won't tell you that it's the greatest antenna, but it's better than no antenna. And so far, in a couple of months, I have worked all but Delaware and Hawaii in about 30 countries. If you will Google Making Waves, a DIY HF antenna for these small spaces, and the antenna is an HFC-3015V. It is about 13 meters of wire wrapped around a 6 foot long piece of 1 1/4 inch PVC pipe. And I use the whole 10 foot to sit out in the yard, or it could be set out at night if visibility is a problem. Take it inside, or spray paint it gray, or paint it to match your tree or the color of your house. That would be a third alternative. I like your idea of throwing a wire over the roof first. Again, this thing, I thought it was going to be a really good dummy load, but it wasn't kind of fun to play with. And gentleman who made it, he used to sell them, but he doesn't because he can't ship it. It's M0 Charlie Oscar Victor. It's an English ham.
He sells wire antennas, but he made this thing, and I actually built it, and the thing, believe it or not, works. Anyway, that's a third alternative. Throwing the wire over the roof and the HOA folks get upset about stuff like that, this might be something that you could put in a flower pot and hang some plastic flowers on it and disguise it. Turn it back to you, Duncan. KC4EZM.
Net control. 4EDW.
Crew, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey, KR4. ETW is Chuck on mobile.
This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go ahead and welcome KR4ETW. It's Chuck mobile down there. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chuck. And let's see. Ed, give me just a second there. I heard you chime in. But, Harry, thanks for that information. And I did write that down in case Jerry's listening. The title of that is Making Waves, a DIY HF antenna for the small spaces. And I guess that model of antenna is Hotel Foxtrot Charlie-3015 Victor. So that sounds good. I'll check that out. I'm interested in that myself. So thanks, Harry. Let's see. N4EDW, go ahead.
Hey, look, yeah, depending on his location of his apartment and all, is a slinky antenna. If you remember a slinky, the little things that would walk downstairs, there is an antenna that you can set by extending it for different lengths, for different frequencies, and the length of it depends on the frequency. I've tried using it. The big problem is supporting it. Essentially, you have a line running down the middle of it, and the best way is to have something in the middle going up to support it from a ceiling or whatever, then on each end. And that will fit in an attic. It depends on where you are as to how you would feed it. You'd want a coax going up. If you're on a top floor, easy to go into the attic.
Oh. That's another good idea, the slinky antenna. And I guess once you're done, if you wanted to put it in, when you're done, it just collapses up real easy. So that's another great idea. And that's something I've looked into before, but I could probably look into that again. And so I think Jerry's getting a lot of good ideas. So thanks again, Ed, and for EDW, good information there. And let's see. And yeah, Harry, thanks again for that information. KC4EZN, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good recommendations. While we're on that, let's go ahead and see if there's any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Markets in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Thank you for a good net, Duncan. 7-3.
Control check. KA5WLL, Leroy, downtown Greenville, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. That's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. They're down there in Greer. Always good to hear you, Larry. Next, we'd like to welcome Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Charlie. That is Leroy Mobile down there in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Leroy. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
Recheck KA5WLL. Roger, this is Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. I think you had the call sign incorrect when you read it back.
I did, because my L looked like a C, so I got that. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. Thanks for that recheck, Leroy, and sounding good. All right, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call Net Control.
Net Control, would you please check in Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray.
That's W4SBX, Brad. I'm mobile right now in Malden.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad, mobile down there in Malden. That mobile rig is sounding pretty good. Be careful out there on the roads. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. And you are number 50, so you can go ahead and celebrate. Not too much now. Wait till you get home. And remember, you're number 50. All right, anybody else all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Missed anybody else for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV.
4JKV.
Duncan, I just want to know whether or not I was sounding any better tonight. I got a new Nelson rule-up indoor antenna, and I'm trying to give it a good whirl tonight. Hopefully I'm getting better signal going out to the receiver. It's kind of a little low on the strength side. A lot of white noise coming in with you. You're not breaking up at all. It's a constant signal that just has a very kind of a low gain. I don't know if you're indoors or outdoors, so that has a lot to do with it. But like for instance, when you just called me, I just got a KR4. I didn't even get the rest of your call, but okay, I'll talk to you a little bit, see if we can't get your full call and maybe find a solution for you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm, for some reason or another, my speaker here in the system kind of hums in the background. But I've got that indoor antenna. It's cutting on the inside, but I've got it hanging on a window or on the curtain rod near the window. So it should get a good signal out to the repeater. And then I'm also on the earpiece mic tonight.
Hear you there. Yep, having the antenna on the inside is going to be different than the outside. But let's. One thing you might want to consider is what part of the house is the antenna, just in relationship to where this repeater is. So the repeater's on Caesar's Head Mountain. Is the antenna on the furthest end of the house, so it's going through several walls before it hits the repeater, or is it on a wall that's more exposed facing the repeater? Do you know?
It's on the north-facing window, so the repeater's head is about 35 degrees off the north from me, so it should be getting there pretty good. Hopefully. Should be getting
either good. Like I said, you're not breaking up at all. It's just a little, kind of a low in gain, and I got some little static with you. But let's see, did you already check in earlier?
I did. I think I was the first one to check in tonight.
Gotcha. Is this Rick?
This is Rick. I'm in Spencerville. Just south of Greer, very north end of
Central
area.
Sounds good. Like I said, it's soft. Just play around with it and check in with me. We'll check in every night, but I'd like to see how you're doing next week too. And just check everything. Make sure you don't have too much of a line run. How much coax are you using?
I think they said this thing comes with about 10 feet of, it's like a narrow gauge coax. And it's all pre-wired and everything. Nelson guy apparently does quite a few of these.
Good. And one thing that's kind of funny, as you're talking, each time you come back, it seems to be better and better. So I don't know, maybe just needs to be warmed up. But that sounds good. Anything else for us?
That's all I've got tonight. I appreciate the comeback. At least I know that your camera's getting out and it's got a better signal. I have been talking on my handheld with the little whip antenna that it's got, and just barely heard that one. So this one sounds a whole lot better.
good. And like I said, it seems like every time you key up, it gets better and better. So, all right, we got more improvements. That's what I like to hear. So congratulations on your new antenna. And, yeah, check in with me next Monday, too. So thanks, Rick. We'll break with KR4, Foxtrot November Charlie, and let's see, we're still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV or Net Control. We did it. That was a very fun net. I love it when we get a little discussion going and some matchmaking, problem solving, and pontification. So that's good. Tomorrow night, your net controller will be Mark, KQ4WHN, and he'd appreciate it if you check in with him, as we're here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. So we'd like you to become regulars to check in. Tonight was really good. We didn't have too many pre-net check-ins, but we had a lot of RF check-ins. So total is 50, including myself. So thanks again, everybody. And let's see. See if I forgot anything. Nope. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. KO4JKV clear.
JKV, this is KN4UPI. I just wanted to thank the radio community. Ed, thank you for your comments on the Slinky antenna. Scott, I copied your call, and I will go ahead and look that up in QRZ, and I acknowledge the HFC3015V. I'll take a look at that. Thank you, guys. Man, you guys are a great help. I'm glad to be a part of the club. KN4UPI out.
Good help, Jerry, and good to meet you, and welcome to the club, and great hobby there, and it's good that you got hooked into HF. You're going to really love it, so thanks again, and we'll hear from you soon. I'll be, this is KN4 UPI, this is KU4 JKV, clear.